Welcome to Massachusetts. I thought I would have something to talk about to be interesting, but no one's really interested in Obamacare, as it turns out, nowadays. How do I advance, Barry? Which is this thing? Okay. So what I thought I would do today is provide some context. There's been a lot of news in the last couple weeks, obviously, about the failures or the challenges in the federal ACA website. But I thought I would review real quickly what the role of the health benefit marketplaces are in the Affordable Care Act, talk about what's actually happening both at the federal level and the state level, and what we can expect going forward. And I'll be interested in any questions you all have about this. So as many people know, and was emphasized again with President Obama's visit this week, the Massachusetts Health Connector was the working model for the health benefit what's now called health benefit marketplaces under the ACA. And these marketplaces, HBMs, I don't really like that name so much, but these marketplaces are the key mechanisms for the coverage expansions that are envisioned under the ACA. And they're responsible for a lot of things, so I'll talk about those things, but one of the most challenging things and things that has the most implications for public health professionals is the role that these marketplaces will play in determining eligibility for all types of affordability programs, not just health insurance, Medicaid, but also food stamps, housing, and other human services going forward. And I think it's important that these systems get done and done right. So just to review also, the marketplace, most of the expansions that are in almost all the expansion of health insurance will happen through these marketplaces. The Medicaid expansion to 133% of federal poverty level, where that's done, was expected to bring in about 16 million folks into the insurance world. Subsidized private insurance purchase for families under 400% of poverty, that's also something that's a marketplace function. And the ability of individuals to purchase competitive insurance, this is what most people think about as the modern marketplace, through an insurance exchange and other provisions, that was supposed to bring another 8 million. If fully implemented the way it was designed, the ACA was expected to bring 32 million of the 50 million people who don't currently have insurance into the insurance system. And this is just one of the earlier graphics that illustrates, if it was implemented as designed and successfully as designed, we would see the uninsured and the under 65 population drop from 19% currently to about 8% in 2019. And the growth in insurance coverage would mostly take place through expansion of the Medicaid and CHIP program and through purchase of private insurance, either subsidized or unsubsidized through the exchanges. Now, as people have been recognizing, or some people recognize, the marketplace technology and the marketplace functions are much more than a website. This is not going to Netflix and picking out a movie or shopping, for books on Amazon. There's a lot more going on. What at the core of this, and one of the major challenges that we're seeing, is this very complex eligibility enrollment system, which is dependent on information from multiple federal databases, multiple state databases, and information supplied by consumers, that will place people and their families, each individual and the family, in the appropriate category for assistance. Marketplaces also have to manage and organize the health insurance industry to present information about health insurance plans in a logical fashion and to facilitate comparison shopping. You also have to have a financial management function. Much like PayPal, we have to handle the transfer of money from the federal government to insurers, to individuals, to advanced premium tax credits. And there's a whole financial management function. There's a huge customer service function, communications functions, and oversight. So here in Massachusetts, where we've had an exchange operating for now 6 years, our operating budget, about 10% of the operating budget goes to the actual technology infrastructure. There's a lot of other things these marketplaces are doing besides technology, and I think that's been lost in some of the publicity over the last couple weeks. The key challenge, as I mentioned, I'll just make this point again, is the eligibility determination for Medicaid. We've heard mostly so far in the news about the challenges people have in just shopping. The bigger challenge you'll hear a lot about starting the next couple weeks is that the program determination is very, very complex. There's new standards for eligibility that have never been used before. You need to coordinate between multiple programs, not just Medicaid, but CHIP and the new affordable tech programs, qualified health programs that are relying on premium tax credits. Very complex mixed family determinations where you may have the same family where the father may be working at an employer that offers health insurance. The mother may be unemployed and the family income may make her eligible for a qualified health plan and tax credits. And the children may be eligible for the children's health insurance program. And if one of the daughters is pregnant, that baby, when she reaches a certain age, is in the Medicaid program. So the kind of notices we have to send out to people as they're filling out their applications are quite complex and I think not fully appreciated. You have these new linkages of tight federal data sources, and the timelines are extraordinarily tight. From the time the law was created, you would have had 2.5 years to build these systems. From the time the Supreme Court decision was made and the monies became available, most states had less than 14 months, including Massachusetts. And generally, even a simple Medicaid program is estimated takes 3 to 5 years to do a good eligibility system for one state, much less the whole country. That said, here is the ACA vision I sometimes call this the happy path. This is how the Marketplace portal is aimed to simplify the enrollment in affordable health programs. And this is you have a happy guy, happy consumer, shopping for his family. You come to the web portal. You have an eligibility screener. It asks you if you'd like to get your subsidies, whether you think you want to have subsidies or if you just want to shop. Here in Massachusetts, applicants can browse for health plans without subsidy. They're presented in a logical fashion. It actually is if you haven't been there, you should go to the Health Connector and see. It really modernizes the shopping for insurance and simplifies it tremendously. And then you can apply, and that part works just fine right now. The more complicated piece I talked about is if someone does apply for subsidized coverage, we do now have a single streamlined application. Regardless of what program you're going for within the health sphere, allows you to apply. But before we can make a determination through this rules engine, we need to get data, as I said, from 24 different federal data sources and often like 10 to 12 state data sources, real time. We feed that information into a rules engine in theory, and at that point you get assigned either MassHealth or a qualified health plan so you can begin shopping. So all that has to happen before the shopping experience. So people talk about a shopping experience. Why is it so complicated? My son does websites. He offered to build the Massachusetts website. He said, give me $5,000 and a case of Dr. Pepper. Me and my friends will do it over the weekend. The shopping part of it is the easiest part. You can actually do a shopping part. But people don't realize the shopping is the easiest part. What's going on in the background is quite complex. So to add to that complexity, the implementation of the ACA varies. The way the final law came down is that, it was basically the expectation that every state would have their own exchange, would have their own relationships with their insurers. As you know, it's been somewhat controversial, and there's 25 states that are, there's 35 states that are now on the federal exchange. The federal exchange was never really anticipated to be a real thing. It was really just a backup in case a few states couldn't get it together. It was never designed and it wasn't funded to support 35 states, which has been another key problem. You can see that 15 states, the green states here, are the states that are building their own exchanges, and we'll talk about the different experiences that this might mean for consumers in those states and for public health workers. The additional complication is, these came up as blue stars, but I don't know if they deserve a star, but these are the states that are choosing not to expand their Medicaid programs, and there's some overlap there that complicates things. So you've got states that are fully implementing, and I think Massachusetts and California, Washington, Oregon, New York are examples, who are doing the ACA as planned. They have a state-based marketplace, the Medicaid expansion. You have 35 states which are not, which are dependent on the federal exchange, federal marketplace, and experience a lot of problems as a result. And you have 25 states who've chosen not to expand their Medicaid program despite the advantages to their populations. So, how's this all rolling out? The Massachusetts Health Connector went live on 10-1, but we did it with limited functionality, and that's why we had a successful launch. We're not yet processing all the complex Medicaid, we haven't sent the notice on the Medicaid eligibility collected applications, but people have shopped and people are buying insurance, and most people are not making payments for the insurance because there's no advantage to making a layaway for insurance that doesn't start until January 1. As you may have heard, the experience at the federal exchange has been a little bit different. And there's a lot of reasons for that, some of which I'll talk about. 2 days ago, the slide had a picture of a smiling woman. They took it off, a few days ago. First they put a sad woman, and the Daily Show had a woman hanging from a noose, probably a little dramatic. But now, the emphasis really has been that there's other ways to get coverage. The website is not working well, but you can apply by phone or in person, and I would suggest anybody who wants to shop should use one of those mechanisms until they get the website working a little bit better. I want to make this point again, that in addition to the website problems, there's going to be large gaps in non-expansion states. There's this gap between, in a state like Massachusetts, there'll be coverage throughout, regardless of your income. In other states, there'll be this gap from whatever their current state Medicaid program offers. The marketplace subsidies don't begin until 100% of poverty. So this is going to be confusing to consumers and very difficult, a double whammy for people who live in those states. So what are the initial results? The initial launch of the federal marketplace has been described as glitchy, rough, a train wreck, a disaster, a fraud, a lot of different things. It's clear that it isn't working as was envisioned. We'll talk about where that's going to go. The state bike marketplaces appear to be performing better during the launch, and I think the reason they're performing better is they're better funded. They're working with their local insurers. You have a state like Massachusetts. We know our insurers. We can work. We can negotiate with them. You have one federal agency trying to negotiate insurance plans in 35 states. It's pretty challenging. But also, we had more flexibility politically. We made the decision in Massachusetts not to go with everything all at once, and all the state marketplaces have made some kind of compromises. They've limited the scope so they could be successful in the scope, and they're essentially having a soft rollout, as you would with any major software product supporting a business, as you should, rather. But the result of this is the consumer experience and the effectiveness of the marketplaces is likely to vary tremendously across the country. So implementation challenges, political opposition, and delay continue. Here in Massachusetts, within the first 3 years, we had three different sets of technical correction acts to make it work better. Obviously, there hasn't been any technical corrections, if anything, technical aggravations by the resistance in the legislature to actually making it work. The legislative deadlines have complicated the technology development. It's very rare in technology development that you say, we're delivering all this functionality by law on a certain day. People say, why couldn't Google take that over? Could you imagine if someone told Google 10 years ago, we want you when you first launch to have everything Gmail, Google Plus, it's not doable. So those deadlines have really complicated things. So contracts are written to build things that couldn't possibly be built in time. And this inconsistent implementation across states, I think, will continue to nag this law for time to come, a long time to come. In terms of long-term opportunities, this is definitely the biggest expansion of coverage to the working poor, and the working poor is really who's targeted by this law. There's all kinds of opportunities in other parts of the law for public health integration with clinical systems. I know there's other sessions here that are going to be talking about that. And this idea of creating, for once and for all, a common platform where a family doesn't have to go to five different lines to get determined eligibility for different systems is a huge benefit if we can be successful in making that work. So just a few more points. What can we expect? I think we can expect the website problems will be fixed, eventually. How soon are we fixed? I think the people are being a little bit optimistic when they say all the problems will be fixed by November 30th. That's clearly not true. What we're all hoping is by the end of this month, the basic program determination functions of the system, which are the most critical for the populations we're concerned about, they will be working, and I think that's a possibility. Implementation and key and the outcomes are going to vary by state. I really can't predict what this is going to look like in Texas a year from now. I can say here in Massachusetts, we will get the systems fixed, and in other states that are fully working on this, they'll do well. Political opposition is going to continue to hinder ACA implementation and improvement. And finally, the ACA, is a complicated and an imperfect law. It is imperfect, there's no doubt about it, as all laws are. It needs to be fixed in a lot of different ways. But it has, and I think it's going to continue to benefit millions of people by removing financial barriers to healthcare. It already has done that. And I'll just close briefly. I on the way here last night, I had a call from my niece, Emily, and this is a picture that we took 6 years ago when she was recovering from cancer treatment. And she called me last night when I was driving in last night, and I told her I was giving the speech today. And she said, well, make sure people understand how important this is. It's not about the website. It's about getting coverage. And her life has changed tremendously. She's just finished her treatment for her second cancer that was induced by her radiation therapy. She's alive. She's well. She's looking forward to life. And she knows her job is ending in 3 months, and she's going to be so happy that she can shop for coverage where her pre-existing conditions won't interfere with her life. Start with that.
Thank you, Jay. We have time for a couple of questions. Are there questions? No questions about the Affordable Care? Yes, please.
I'm interested in what's going on with Medicaid expansion. I'm doing a little work in North Carolina and spoke to a state official, but they chose not to expand it. So will we get another opportunity?
Yeah. So the question is, what's going on with Medicaid expansion? Will states get another opportunity? Jay?
I think, HHS, the feds have been very generous with states in making this flexible. They will get another opportunity. And states, just recently, I think Ohio came on board with Medicaid. Right now, over 25, if you look at the other way, there was a lot of resistance, and now we have over 25 states, and several Republican states have now signed up. So the expectation is that over time, more states will sign up as they recognize and as advocates and hospital systems and providers recognize what they're losing, what they're giving up by not expanding the system.